Good morning, Penguin Radio listeners. This is the one and only DJ Gen X, and I am doing my show live in my home studio, and that's happy hour. Generally, I do it Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. in the studio live, and I'm doing the same thing, but I've just changed. I've got my own little studio now at home because of what's transpired over the past several days, and God, now it's going into weeks. But I'm really excited to have this opportunity to still connect with all my listeners. And I think everybody's lives have been affected in the entire world, which is really kind of a mind-blowing thought. And I'll get back to that in a minute because I do want to talk about that. But, I had so many plans for my show and people I wanted to interview and things I wanted to happen, and everything has changed because life as we know it has changed for every single person. So I'm taking this time and this segment, this show, to talk about that and how what was so important just a few days ago like means nothing now, and things that I didn't think were important mean everything. And I think we're all kind of experiencing that in our own ways. And here I am, Santa Fe, California. I am just a couple blocks off campus. I live in Dominican, Santa Fe, Marin County, California. And I've been lucky enough to get out of my house every day and go for a walk and get some fresh air. And so I do go on campus and I check things out. It's so surreal. Now it's full of a lot of neighbors. Actually, the other day I was walking and I just felt a little bit, how do I say this? Like territorial, because I was feeling like, okay, I know these people don't go to school here. And I know these people don't, probably not everybody can live here. So come on. And so that's changed. Now nobody's out because the shelter in place has just gotten tighter. So now really all you see are people walking their dogs that live in the neighborhood. So I wanted to go through the last couple weeks because it's so surreal that this all really just started just a few weeks ago. So for me, my experience was, I'm looking at a calendar right now and I've circled the day. It was Thursday, March 5th, 2 days before my son's 14th birthday. Philip was turning 14. And I had heard about it, and I live with my mother, who's 70, and so she's like on the news. She's following everything. So she starts talking about it and really kind of, I thought, freaking out a little bit much. And I was kind of told her, you need to calm down. You need to go like do other things. Stop watching the news, because I thought they were kind of making a big deal out of it. But thank God that my mom was the way she was, because quickly everything she said would happen in the way that she was just like, this is not going to get better, this is going to get worse, we have to take precautions. So I thank God for my mom, because she had me move quicker than I think I normally would have. And so that was the 5th of March. That was the first day I kind of remember it really being an issue. And then 2 days later was my son's 14th birthday. We ended up we went out to dinner to a really nice restaurant and had a great family party. But it was kind of then that we started to feel a little bit uncomfortable. And it was that night after his birthday. I remember watching the news with my family and just going, uh-oh. So I got in touch with my son, who's in school in New York City, on that night of Saturday, March 7th. And surprisingly, I mean, he's 22 years old. He is an engineer major, so he is very, logical and everything. So, but to my surprise, he was really actually very concerned. And when we talked about what he was going to do and how we should handle this, he kind of just jumped into survival mode, and so did I. And I was like, look, if people start getting, put in quarantine, you don't want to be stuck in a dorm in the middle of Manhattan. And he was like, you're right, mom. And everywhere you go there, he takes the subway. So I was like, you have to get the hell out of there. So we made the decision. And on Sunday, And he was, of course, nervous because, like, nobody was really making a big deal about it yet, especially not in New York. Life was just going on. And he's like, well, I'm supposed to graduate May 20th. How am I going to do this, Mom? How am I going to do this? And I'm like, I don't know, but I think it's going to be big enough that you just need to come home and we'll figure it out. So I called his school. I spoke with them. And on that day, that was Monday, March 9th, this NYU told me that, you know, that I would have to talk to the, you know, that my son would have to talk to all his professors and just let them all know why he was leaving. And, you know, there was still like a protocol to go through. Let's put it that way. They certainly weren't canceling anything at that point. But I just told my son, just come home, you know, and his school, spring break was the following week. So I just said, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to miss a few days. So he did. He flew home Tuesday, March 10th from New York City. And he came off that plane with a mask on because we had sent him a mask like around in January. He ordered one because he was concerned already about this, which is interesting. That's a whole other story. But so he came off the plane with a mask. He didn't take the mask off the entire airplane ride. He didn't go to the bathroom. He said he barely moved. And he didn't eat the whole time. He's just like, I did not want to catch anything. So he was very, very safe. And I thought he was kind of crazy. And that was on the 10th of March. So he's been in quarantine. Now today is the 27th. Well, he really hasn't left the house until he did have an ear infection on the 25th. So he did leave the house a couple days ago, but he was definitely under quarantine for 2 weeks when he got here. And the rest is kind of history. Once he came home, I realized, okay, NYU is going to be, then he got an email right there on the 10th when he got home that they're going to go remote for kids that felt uncomfortable and needed to leave campus. And then within a few hours, they're like, we're just going to go remote for the rest of the semester. And then within a couple days from that, they canceled his graduation. So anyway, they're not going to have he's not going to be able to walk on his graduation day, which is not the end of the world at this point. But, you know, when we were thinking about that, we were like, oh, that's kind of lame. That sucks. You know, he worked really hard and he spent 4 years in New York doing his thing, and now he's going to graduate and there's no graduation. That's like never happened. And so anyway, that seemed like the biggest deal a few days ago. And then within days, I mean, it was like boom, boom, boom. My son's school closed. I didn't go to work after that because I live with my mom who's 70 and she was really, really concerned, like I said earlier. So I stopped going to my office. So we've been home together in this house since Thursday, March 12th. That was when everybody in my house went on lockdown. And yesterday was the 26th. So it's been 15 days. Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. So that's what I wanted to talk about for me, is just what it's been like figuring all this out, getting my son back at home, getting my other son on like track to do homeschooling. He's 14, so he's all about his friends and his phone and wanting to be out and socializing. And in some good ways, you know, in some ways I'm grateful because I'm like, okay, well, if this should happen at any time in your life, this is a good time to like have a quarantine and have your 14-year-old be locked up, right? Because now he can't get into trouble. So I have to look at the bright side of things. But anyway, I've had to, you know, kind of figure out how I'm going to get their schooling going and how I'm going to continue to work from home. But I really can't do that because I'm in real estate. So I practice residential real estate and I have for 20 years. And then the last year, since I've been a student at Dominican, I had to go get a real job and get a paycheck. So I have been working for a commercial real estate company and getting a salary and all that good stuff. And so that just came to a screeching halt on the 16th. It was a day before St. Patrick's Day. And I'm a single mom and I'm a full-time student and I work full-time and I've got two boys. So yeah, I was a little bit upset and stressed, but I'm now, even that seems like no big deal. and today's, you know, the 27th. So that was like 10 days ago I lost my job. And here I sit today in my little home studio and I'm thinking, wow, I can't believe how things have unfolded and how serious things have gotten and where we are. So I'm grateful to have my little garage and to have, you know, my beautiful family close by here with me, safe, and to have the opportunity to still reach out to my listeners and to continue doing Happy Hour, which has become probably one of the most important things in my life in the last few months, believe it or not. So I have had, before even all of this whole corona thing, I've had like major life changes in the last few years. When my son went to college 4 years ago, he was a freshman, I decided to start, and I had never really had many college credits. I mean, I'd gone to many, junior colleges. I think I had enrolled at College of Marin maybe four times in my life, and every time I just left, like, I just had it. I was like, dude, I'm out. And I didn't even withdraw. I just stopped going. So that was my experience. And so when my son decided, okay, I'm going to go across the country and, you know, tackle being an engineer, I thought, all right, I better pump up my game. And so I enrolled at College of Marin. Always wanted to be a psychologist. I actually used to want to be a psychiatrist, and my dream was to go to medical school, but I had another path. So here I was signing up for College of Marin, and I went in there to register. I was 42 at the time, and they told me, yeah, they looked me up, and they pulled out this like long rap sheet. I swear to God, I felt like I was, you know, like a criminal. They pulled out this rap sheet. They have your history. I don't know if you guys know this, because a lot of listeners, probably you guys are, you know, maybe you're in college now, maybe you've been to college, maybe you'll go someday, but you know, you just don't think about that much, that they actually keep track of you. So I went back to college at 42, but College of Marin took me back on probation. And so that was how I started my college career 4 years ago. And I did that. I went to College of Marin. I ended up loving every second of it. Taking psychology, taking public speaking, taking all sorts of things. I mean, just every anthropology, sociology, you name it. I was just blown away at all the stuff that I didn't really know. Like, I knew a little bit about a lot of stuff because I'm 42, you know, I've lived, but to be in a class and just like, that was my job again, to be a student. It was a whole different experience, and one that I highly recommend, that if you didn't go to school, or if you're thinking about going back or whatever, like, there is one thing that you cannot go wrong doing, and that's educating yourself and just bettering your life. So I started doing that, and I went to College of Marin, and then I transferred to Dominican. And so now I'm here at Dominican, getting ready to, you know, I guess my last year here for undergrad. And I'm at a point where I'm like, what am I going to do with all this? And I had to do some elective classes. So I signed up for a podcast making class, which was awesome. It just sparked my fire. I thought, oh my God, I didn't know how much fun this could be. And then I was kind of inspired to sign up for another elective course, and I decided to take radio, which is what I'm doing now. And that's a whole other session. I'll have to talk about my experience here on Penguin Radio the last, you know, few months. So I will chat about that later in the segment. But for now, I just kind of want to keep on track with my calendar and tell you what has transpired in the last just few days. So I think I left off at St. Patrick's Day. I remember that day well, because we did do corned beef and cabbage. And we were like really kind of still trying to keep spirits up. but I was kind of down because of the job loss. And then the next few days, that's when we kind of, everything went underground, and then the whole county started to shut down. And then I remember listening to Gavin. I was driving back from my cousin's house because I had gone to San Jose to pick up my puppy, which we'll talk about later. And I was driving back with my new puppy in the car, and Gavin was on the radio, Gavin Newsom, our governor, and started saying that, you know, if you're over 65, you should not leave your house. First, he started with, like, if you're over 65, you know, you should stay in quarantine. And my mom's sitting there in the car with me, and she's 70, so of course she's nervous. So that's when I realized, oh, this stuff is really serious. I mean, it's really, really serious. This is no joke. And I started to have little flashbacks of my asshole boss who let me go on the 17th. Remember about that? that right before, he didn't want to let anybody off work. And right before this all became serious, he was coming in every day, coughing, laughing about it. His dad was in a nursing home in Mill Valley. They have tons of money. So he was coming in to and from the nursing home every single day, laughing, saying, oh, this is a bunch of fake news. This is nothing. There's no such thing as coronavirus. Yeah. So anyway, again, that's a whole other show. So, this has been quite a month. We're March 27th, Friday, headed to another weekend indoors more than ever. I mean, they're even talking that we shouldn't be walking out. We shouldn't be going here. We shouldn't be going there. So that's scary. But that's where we're at. And I wanted to get real tonight, today, during my episode, and talk about how this is going to change our world, and how is everybody holding up? How are we keeping our spirits up? I think the first, you know, maybe 2 weeks, it's been kind of a little bit kind of fun. And then now it's like, wow, this is a little bit scary. And I'm got a house full of people. I've got my mom, my two boys, my ex-husband, who's my best friend. He helps with the boys. He comes in and out every day because he lives down the street. So it's very, you know, I still have people in my life, but I'm thinking about those people that are alone and just sitting there. So I want to just shout out to everybody. Listen to the radio. You don't have to watch the news, but watch good TV. Read books, educate yourself, learn stuff. This is a time in history that we will look back on, and everybody will have something to say. Everybody will have a memory and an experience, and everyone is being affected. So even the children, I mean, especially the children. I'm thinking now we're going, you know, my kids are now like, they know. This might be the way we're going to be for the next several months. So we're trying to implement ways where we can all live under one roof and be happy. So I want to share that too, because I did something really great the other night. We decided to, I said, let's once a week order out to support our local restaurants, and we'll have that Friday night, and it'll be a dinner party where everybody dresses up. I mean, this is me and my mom and my two boys. So I made them all dress up last Friday night. We ordered dinner, and I put it all out and fancy, and I lit candles, and we had a family dinner party, and it was really fun. So that was something we did. It was kind of silly. Honestly, if we weren't going through what we were going through right now, that never would have happened. But we had a fantastic meal. We had really good, really, really fun time. And it had been a long time that we hadn't all, like, everybody's so busy, and there's a big age difference between my two boys. I've got one that's 22 and one that's 14. So there's not a whole lot that they have going on in common. But, you know, right now we're really leaning on each other. So I want to talk about that and hear from people how they're coping. So I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we will chat more about what is going on the calendar for next week. Hey guys, it's DJ Gen X back with you. Took a little break, went to go check on the family since we've all been locked up here together. I'm hiding out in my new woman cave. It's my detached garage that I have changed up into a home studio so I can continue to do my shows and record whenever I want. And my family doesn't bother me here. They know if I'm in here and the door's closed. Actually, that's what I was going to do. I need to order a red light for that in studio, like when you're on the air. I can put that out outside of the little door here. So I'll have to do add that to my list of things to do. But let's see. It is Friday, and the weekend's about to start. And I joke the other day, I was talking to a friend. I'm like, what are you going to do this weekend? And then we kind of both laughed because we realized, wow, there's not a lot to do. Like, it's not like I can be like, oh, I'm going to go out here. I'm going to go there. Or going to this party. Or almost everybody in the world right now is going to be home. So that's kind of a crazy thought when you think about it. But I am going to use this time to do a little bit of house cleaning. I want to work on my garage / radio studio a little bit, make it more homey and inviting. And then I want to work on getting ready for next week. I'm trying to keep things as normal as possible. You know, we're trying to keep somewhat of a schedule. Obviously, last week it was a total disaster. It was a mess. We were waking up late. We were staying up late. We were, you know, sleeping during the day a little bit. We just didn't know what to do with ourselves, and we were glued to the TV. So now I'm trying to do less of the news stuff. I'm trying to focus more on reading the news rather than watching it, because I just get really fired up, and then I do suffer from anxiety. So it affects me, especially in the evening. I don't want to go to bed with those kind of thoughts. So, but I do want to know what's going on. So I'm constantly checking my news feed. But I'm also thinking about how I can better my life and make things different when we come out of this. Some people say it could be weeks. Some people say months. Who knows how long it's going to be. But I don't want to look back on this time and think I did nothing but loaf around and watch Tiger King, which is a new show on Netflix. I want to give a shout out to, because it's so good. But that's a whole other episode. We can talk about Tiger King in a whole episode. And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so I'm trying to make lists and make kind of commitments about what I want to do and how I want to make my life better. I mean, the world is just insane right now. And I'm thinking, in my whole life, nothing like this has ever happened. In fact, I keep having this reoccurring thought. And the thought is that, you know, like if you've ever been homesick from school or work, whether you're sick or not, but I'm talking about if you're really homesick and you're like laying around and you're doing nothing because you feel so bad and all you can do is like have the energy to watch TV or sleep. And you kind of feel guilty because, you know, the rest of the world is just moving on and you're missing out. And it's interesting because although I'm not feeling sick right now, I am feeling cooped up and kind of, it's just different, you know? And I'm thinking, wow, it's not just me today because I'm homesick and everybody else is going on. It's like everybody is home feeling this way in some way. I mean, some people are doing it completely alone, which I can't even imagine. Other people have too many people around them, which I feel like sometimes is me. And it doesn't matter, really. It's just all just different for everybody, every single person. And that's a mind-blowing thought, which keeps coming up for me, that this isn't just something that I'm experiencing or that somebody in my family is experiencing or somebody at work is experiencing or somebody in my community, neighborhood, city, state, country. I mean, it's like the whole world is experiencing this. So pretty mind-blowing. And I just thought about that a lot this week, and how life changed. Just, it's kind of like I live, I mean, I know a lot of listeners either were babies or maybe weren't born. But when I was a young adult, 9/11 happened, and I remember like life as we knew it changed. It's like in my head, and when I think about like life, I think honestly one of the big huge things in my head when I think about my life, if it were on a you know, like a line or a timeline, 9/11 just stands out to me. I remember it so well, and it was definitely like life changed after 9/11, and I wasn't affected in the sense that I had somebody that I knew that died from 9/11. In fact, I had a 3-year-old son at the time, and I was living, you know, here in the Bay Area, and so I wasn't anywhere near New York. But, you know, it was, things changed. No longer were you able to go, you know, past the gates at the airport to welcome somebody that flew in from another country or city or whatever state. You couldn't go to the airport anymore and just go up to the checkout counter and buy a one-way ticket somewhere without ID. I mean, those things you could do when I was a kid. So all of that changed, the way everybody traveled, the way people looked at each other. There just was a sense of uneasy feeling in that I'd never experienced before anyway. And I know my parents throughout their lifetime had experienced stuff that was life-changing like that. Like my dad was born in 29, so he lived through the Depression and he lived through a lot of wars. And so anyway, 9/11 was like that for me. And then this has just been mind-blowingly huge. And this coronavirus pandemic, it didn't happen like 9/11 did. Like one day you woke up and boom, like you had this huge shock. This was like over a period of weeks, days, where, you know, we slowly started to learn about this pandemic and how serious it is and how quickly it spread and what we're, you know, what we've learned in the last several days. It's not even worth talking about the numbers because they change on an hourly basis. So I know I've talked a lot about my life and how things are for me, but I thought it was really important because this is a time of change for everybody. You know, whether you're young, you're old, whether you're alone, whether you're, you know, with your family, it doesn't really matter. Everybody's life, in some way, shape, or form, will have to change. And I'm just thinking about, for me, how that's going to be. So as I continue to look for a job and, you know, stay on course and keeping my spirits up for my family and try to keep up with my schoolwork, it's crazy. I've got all this time, but I have to admit, the schoolwork, I'm overwhelmed doing everything online and then managing the household and going out in this crazy world to get food at the grocery store. Like I feel like I'm going into a war zone. I literally put my rubber gloves on in the car and I have hand sanitizer in my purse and I just go out there. And I've, like, the last few times I've gone to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, I have felt like I was, you know, entering the war zone. Like I was going out to hunt and gather for my family. So, yeah, and today, you know, it's been a couple days. We need to stock up on food. And so after I'm done recording, I'm going to go do that again. So, hey, maybe I'll have another topic for next week's show, and it'll all be about my trip to Target. So I am here wanting to give everybody a lot of hope and a lot of love. And just remember to be kind to one another. That's what I think is most important during these hard times. Everybody feels something and people react in different ways. And people have different cultures and thoughts. And so we it's really hard too for me sometimes. I really find myself biting my tongue to even when I turn the news on to hear other people's opinions and thoughts. But I think during this time, it's important that we all just unite in this effort to get through this period. And in fact, today I was on a Zoom call. Now, Zoom is like the new Facebook, or I laugh because Facebook's for old people, I know, but back in, I think it was 2008 was when I first joined Facebook, and it was like the new hipster thing. And before that, I think it was called MySpace. So, and then after a while, Facebook was like for old people, and then it was Instagram, and now Instagram is like, and now it's Snapchat. So anyway, there's been that transformation over the years, and here we are. I don't even remember what I was just saying. I just went on a rampage about something, but I'm sure it'll come up in a thought later on in my segment. Oh, by the way, I have some good news. I went to check the mail today, which I do every day. It's a big outing here and during the pandemic, and there was my unemployment insurance claim form. So I was laid off on the, technically, like the 17th. So right away, I went ahead and applied for unemployment. So they did send me my first claim. And so it's just like broken up into two different segments, week one, week two. And then they ask you some questions about, you know, were you unable to work because you were too sick? Did you look for work? And then apparently you sign it and send it back to them. And then hopefully they give you money right away. So I know it's kind of a weird thing to talk about on a radio show, like, oh, unemployment. But it's something that millions and millions of people are depending on and hoping on getting because, everything just stopped. So many industries had to let people go. And so many people lost their jobs. And the ones that are out there working are like, true heroes. You never think that about a grocery store clerk or a truck driver. But yeah, there's people out there working right now in the front lines, no matter what, and risking their lives just to do something like that, like to be there. Think about it. Like I've been at the grocery store several times in the last, well, since we've been closed up on this lockdown, and I haven't seen any of them wear masks. And if you think about all the people that they get in front of today more than ever, because everybody, the only thing open now is grocery stores, right? So they're checking food and they're literally like, 2.5 feet, 3 feet from the person who's buying the food. And they're touching everything. Sometimes, every once in a while, I've seen somebody wear gloves, but really they're like not protected. So that's concerning. But I worry. That makes me scared. And I can't even believe I'm talking about that kind of stuff right now. This is certainly not radio-worthy stuff a couple weeks ago, but it has been now. So, and that's kind of what this show's about. It's really about how life for me has been and how it's unfolded the last several weeks during this coronavirus pandemic in 2020. I mean, if you had told me a few weeks ago even that we would be locked up in our homes, like people would be flying across the world back home to wherever they belong and where they came from to be with their families and to be in quarantine. If you ever told me that, I would just be like, you're crazy. That's insane. That sounds like a crazy sci-fi movie, you know? But here we are. And that's what's happened. So during these times, I'm going to continue to do my radio show to keep my spirits up anyway. Hopefully somebody will appreciate it and listen to my stories and kind of get a chuckle here and there maybe or relate in some way. But I just find it the perfect way to spend this time working on getting to know my audience and having you guys get to know me. And I want to reach out to people in our community, especially the Dominican community, the students, and just find out how people are coping. This morning I had a class, we did the Zoom. That's what I was talking about, the Zoom, how that's become the thing now. everything is Zoom. So I was on a Zoom class this morning, which was brilliant. I thought, oh my God, we can do everything from home now. And it was fun until I lost all my audio and I could only see people and I couldn't hear them. And then I lost that. So that really frustrated me. But these are things we're now learning how to navigate and work through. And it's funny, like in a few years, we're going to be telling our kids, like back in the day when we were, you know, kids, we used to go to school, used to leave the house and you would all meet and you would play together outside in a playground and you guys could hold hands and you would touch play structures and you would eat ice cream and you'd run around and ride your bicycles together and people would laugh and people would spit and people would, you know, share lollipops. I mean, really, like, it's going to be different in that way too. So not to get crazy sad, but I'm just reflecting. I guess that's the point of my episode today, reflecting on what life was like and what it's going to be like. And moving forward, I usually love to play really great songs, songs that mean something to me. And because I'm a Gen Xer, I like to play songs from the 80s and 90s a lot of old school. I love hip hop. But today I've decided not to play music and just talk to you guys. So forgive me if I've gone on too long with just talk and no music. Next week, I promise I'll put a little something in there, some tunes to liven it up. But this episode was really dedicated to today, what's going on in our world, March of 2020. During this pandemic, the coronavirus, during Donald Trump as president, during so much uncertainty, and that's what this is about. So I look forward to continuing each week coming happy hour between 5 and 6 on Wednesdays. Although I will continue doing them from my home studio, they will be still between 5 and 6 on Wednesdays, and I will still have a happy hour. And I may even have a cocktail because I can now since I'm in my own home. It'll be a real happy hour. And we can regroup and I'll play some music and talk more about what has transpired because every day things change. Every day numbers multiply and people's lives are more and more affected and it gets closer and closer to home for all of us. So to get online with my class this morning and see everybody back in their home when just a couple weeks ago we were all together in our little Dominican University studio. Now, you know, we've got some people that are back in Italy and some that are ones from Finland and people that are gone back to Florida and, you know, Las Vegas and people are all back in their place. And so it was really great to connect, but I look forward to getting us all back together live on campus and having this opportunity to still connect just via Zoom is awesome. So I'm a big, big proponent of that. Please, please, please. The one thing I need, whether you're alone or you're with a group of people, which can also feel very lonely sometimes too, be sure to reach out to people. Be sure to connect, whether you're emailing or the Zoom thing's great, FaceTime. I never thought I would like FaceTime. I hate FaceTime. I would get so annoyed if somebody would try to FaceTime me. And now that's how I communicate with a lot of my really good friends. I won't do it with just anybody, but it's certainly become a lifeline. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight, move on with my day. It's not really going to night, but it is going to be the rest of my day where I'm going to go out into the world, put my gloves on and head to Target to see if I can find toilet paper for my family. So I will tune in for next week to find out how that went, if I was successful. And everybody take care, be healthy, please wash your hands multiple times a day and make sure you wash them for a long time. I have a nail brush by my sink and so I'm brushing even under my nails and it's really important. Please, 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 everybody stay healthy and stay home. With that, I will talk to you guys next week. This is DJ Gen X with Dominican University of California's Penguin Radio.